Ding-a-ling-a-ling, telephone rings, you pick it up, hello.
Na na na, congrats, hats off to you. You deserve a cookie, okay, maybe two. Bum,
bum, bum. It's what's called a Taj tune, a singing telegram. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Get well songs, all of them, sung by singing telegram performance artists and delivered over the phone from the other side of the world, specifically India. David Huey, who is, by the way, from Boston, not Delhi, created TajTunes.com. He joins us from our studios at NPR West. Mr. Huey, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
So how did this come about?
One day I was kidding around with my friend to see just how much of my personal life I could outsource. And she was saying how I better had never outsourced our friendship. So as a joke, and to see how much I could actually outsource, I asked some administrative assistants I had hired in Bangalore, India, to call my friend on my behalf to wish her happy birthday. Now, when they called her, they actually sang her a song. And she thought it was hilarious. And I ended up sending these singing telegrams to all my friends. And it brought them so much joy, we thought we have to make this available to the general public.
Who writes these songs?
We have three composers out of the New England area. Two of them are from Berklee School of Music.
Oh, my. And the cost?
Each song costs only $5.
And who do you get performing these songs?
These are all people that are based out of Bangalore that used to do administrative tasks for me. But since we've started the business, they have been solely focused on delivering these Taj tunes.
They prefer it to administrative duties?
Yes, they do. And in fact, when the idea first came out, this was actually their favorite activity during the day.
Of course, a lot of your performers who are calling people, let's say at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, isn't it 4:30 in the morning there in Bangalore?
It is. So all of our singers work a night shift.
Could these songs be recorded for posterity?
Each of the phone calls are recorded, and they're actually emailed to the sender. That way, the sender can listen to the song itself, as well as the listener's reaction to that song.
I must say, this sounds like a lot of fun. Are you finding it so?
It's a lot of fun for me. It's a lot of fun for the singers and composers, but it just brings lots and lots of joy to the people that receive this. It's not every day that you get a phone call from a stranger halfway around the world, much less a live song.
Well, you know, Mr. Huey, I would ordinarily say thank you for joining us, but I think we have another way of doing it, thanks to your company.
Thank you for all the things you do. Thank you for being a friend, that's true, for turning my gray skies to blue. Thank you for being you.
Thank you, Scott.
David Huey, creator of Taj Tunes. This is NPR News.